Cuomo, who used his executive powers through a wage board to phase in a $15 an hour rate for fast food workers, says next he wants to try to get a similar increase through the state legislature next year. Earlier, he spoke about his desire to increase the minimum wage for all workers.
It is just not possible to live on the current minimum wage, especially in high-cost areas of the state. So I'm going to keep pushing.
But the newly appointed Deputy Senate Majority Leader John DeFrancisco says Cuomo should expect to find resistance from Senate Republicans. He says GOP senators are willing to talk, but he points out that the state is still phasing in a previous increase in the minimum wage. It will bring it to $9 an hour by the last day of 2015. DeFrancisco says Cuomo is responding to pressure from the progressive wing of his Democratic Party.
It's not that we've neglected this concept. It's just that the people on the left of politics believe it has to be escalated.
DeFrancisco is highly critical of the governor's use of the wage board to increase the pay for just one industry. He says the board's decision on July 22nd came to a predictable result. The governor, who had said repeatedly that he wanted to see the minimum wage increased, appointed all three members of the wage board.
The system as it is, as it's operating right now, is absolutely horrific. You can't raise wages of one industry unless our policy in the state of New York is to create a workforce of people that work in fast food restaurants. I don't think that's a policy that makes any sense.
He says the wage board has been used as a wedge to get the minimum wage increased for other workers. Many Republicans and business groups are against sharp increases in the state's minimum wage, saying it will result in layoffs and might force some small businesses to close. DeFrancisco replaces Senator Tom Libous, who was also from upstate and represented the Binghamton area. Libous had to resign, both as deputy majority leader and from his Senate seat, after a felony conviction late last month for lying to the FBI about getting his son a politically connected job. DeFrancisco from Syracuse is known for his plain-spokenness, and he has not held back in his critiques of Governor Cuomo and his policies. But the senator says he also gets along with the governor. He says Cuomo recently asked him to head up a group to design Central New York's proposal for an economic development contest, where three winning regions will split $1.5 billion. At the time the idea was proposed, DeFrancisco said he thought what some had called a Hunger Games approach to upstate development wasn't right.
I say what's on my mind. I agree with them when I agree with them, and I disagree when I disagree.
The new Senate Deputy Majority Leader now finds himself on the opposite side from Cuomo in the race to replace former Senator Libous. The governor, who has been reticent in some past Senate races, is strongly supporting the Democratic candidate, his former Motor Vehicles Commissioner Barbara Fiala. DeFrancisco says he plans to personally help the Republican candidate Fred Akshar win. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.